Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome to the Le Croix Elections Conference Call on the 18th of March 2013. On the Spanish channel today, we have Alberto Soto, José Arce, Silvia Herlein-Leiter, Johnny Laureano, Sergio Salinas Porto, Antonio Medina, Aida Nobila, Adrian Caballo, Juan Manuel Rojas, Gilberto Lauer, Humberto Carrasco, and Eric Huesca. On the English channel, we have Roosevelt King, Devin Antaluxing, Olivier Crépin-Leblanc, Colton Samuels, and Lance Hines. We have apologies from Fatima Cambonero, Natalia Enciso, Marcelo Tellez, Liran Bihari, Cintu Suknanan, Javier José Palero, and Guillermo Zamora. From staff, we have Heidi Ulrich, Mata Stiani, Silvia Vivanco, and myself, Natalie Peregrin. Our interpreters today are Veronica and Sabrina. I would like all participants to please state their names before speaking for transcription purposes. Please also speak at a reasonable pace for the transcript, but also for our interpreters. Recordings and transcripts of this call will be available 48 to 72 hours after the end of the call. Thank you very much, and over to you, Jose.
José Arce speaking. Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome, everybody, in the English and in the Spanish channels. Thank you for being here today on this very important call for the region. Each of you has been participating for a long time now, and you have had the opportunity to better know the candidates that are the candidates for these important positions for the region. We will devote these 90 minutes to this discussion, and I wanted to highlight several points. But before proceeding to a point of clarification, I would like to give the floor to Silvia Vivanco, who has some remarks to make. Silvia, my apologies. That was part of the agenda. My apologies. Please, you have the floor. Go ahead. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Yes, of course, Jose. No problem. Welcome, everybody, to this conference call. And quickly, the staff has some announcements regarding La Cralo elections. As you know, the objective of this conference call is for candidates that want to or are running for the chair and the secretariat of La Cralo for them to be introduced in this call. As you know, we circulated material and we sent a workspace with representatives from ALSs that are enabled or accredited to vote. So we have asked for a review of the ALS list, and we have a deadline that is March 25th. Please do so by email or on the wiki so that we can update that information as needed. That list is the basis for us to perform the tally of the votes. That is, that list is the list of accredited voting representatives. So please review that list very carefully. That is very important. Secondly, or the second announcement, is the elections calendar. Elections will take place from April 9 to April 16 by means of an online vote. The vote will be managed by at-large staff. Matt Astiani, as you know, is well-seasoned in online voting. We will be in Beijing, but we will be performing this remotely. Next, nominations have been posted on the wiki page. As you may have seen, we have José Arce's nomination for the chair. That's the only nomination for the chair. And we have Silvia Herlin-Leiter's nominations and Lance Hines' nominations. I also wanted to say that the credentials that will be given to the representatives for their online vote will be sent by at-large staff 2 weeks before the beginning of the voting period. That is, the credentials will be sent as from March the 26th. That's why I insist on the importance of reviewing who the accredited voting members are. Of course, if you have any questions regarding the vote, the election during the coming week, if you have any concern regarding the transparency or the process, please feel free to contact the staff. We are monitoring the list and we are monitoring the wiki space to guarantee the transparency of these elections. Without further ado, Jose, you now have the floor. Jose Arce speaking. Thank you, Sylvia. Okay, we have heard all the procedural points of clarification. Thank you, Sylvia. So, as I was saying, I would like to remind you of something that is of interest to the region, and that is that in our past elections, we developed far less time to the discussion with candidates. We now have 90 minutes ahead of us in order to engage in discussion and to get all the necessary feedback. If I remember rightly, our prior call lasted only 45 minutes and we did not have enough time to take all the questions from the community to the candidates. And my intellectual honesty lead me to make the following comments. I myself, when I was elected chair, did not have time to take questions. So I believe this is a very important change. That is that this year we have a full 90-minute call. And if next Monday we need the 30 minutes, the first of 30 minutes devoted to capacity building in our call, we will use them to this end because we want this process to be as transparent as possible and we want all members in the region who have different working hours, we want all of them to get as much information as they need and to make all the questions they need. So, let us proceed with the agenda. Let us move on to item number 2, that is comments of the La Qualos incumbent chair. Well, about an hour ago, we had, well, as you know, we have a specific wiki space or workspace devoted to the election process. So I uploaded a document with all the activities that I have been performing in this past year, and I reply to all the questions posted on that space by different members of the region. You have a document available to you so that you can see my replies and the action plan for the future should I be elected chair once again. First of all, I wanted to focus on the following. I wanted to recap on a couple of activities that I myself have been engaged in my capacity as the region's chair. I have participated in all the monthly teleconferences for the region, in the La Qualos monthly teleconferences, except for one in December last year because I was on holiday. However, that day when the monthly call took place, I was in Uruguay. I was visiting the Internet House for Latin America and the Caribbean And I was doing outreach and networking with all the stakeholders based in at that internet house, and I was doing so in my capacity as the representative of the region. So La Crallo was physically present there and engaged in outreach and networking with these stakeholders that are also engaged in ICANN's daily operations. I don't know if there is any comment or any question at this point. I can hear some background noises or side conversations, so may I please remind you to mute your lines if you are not speaking right now? Thank you. So, as I was saying, I participated or attended the two regional IGF meetings, Trinidad in Tobago and Tobago in 2011 and Bogota in 2012. I was able to network with relevant stakeholders in the internet governance arena, and I did so in my capacity as chair. So once again, La Crallo was physically and actively present in the last two regional IGF meetings. I was also able to attend the last or latest global IGF held in Baku. I attended that event in my capacity as the region's chair. We met ICANN's CEO, and I was also able to share other sessions with ICANN's community, with the wider ICANN community. There was a very strong presence of many members from our community at the IGF, not only myself, which is very important in view of the new guidelines within ICANN, that is to be present or to have a footprint in all internet governance fora and to have each of us as ICANN ambassadors wherever we are. I can also remember some important activities that I very gladly engaged in, such as the preparation for all our activities for the meeting in Costa Rica, which was no minor event for our region. I also organized the showcase with all the community members. That was a very significant event. I organized the working sessions, out of which the four groups emerged. These four groups are working very hard nowadays. I also engaged in the capacity building sessions in Costa Rica, and I also took on or accepted the responsibility of chairing the GA in Costa Rica, which was brought to a close. And those were very important milestones for the region, which I took over with a deep responsibility that goes beyond willingness for the sake of regional growth. There's a specific question addressing the GA, and I will be more than happy to take that question at a later stage. I have participated and still participate actively in the four groups that were created in Costa Rica as from the working sessions we held with ELAD. I believe, AIDA has been with us for a relatively short period of time, and so has Diego, but all the other participants on this call have been there. And I also had the opportunity to advise several of the ALSs that today are member ALSs, so that is really important and makes me really pleased. I had feedback with ISOC Costa Rica. No doubt I supported the entry of ISOC Trinidad and Tobago. I also engaged in lengthy conversations with AIDA so that Uruguay could also come on board, and the same applies to the ALS from Ecuador. They all relied on me, they trusted me, they asked me for support in terms of information needed so that they could apply and become members of our region. Also, I am actively engaged in the capacity building program that has been ongoing ever since Costa Rica upon Fatima Cambroneros and Natalia Enciso's initiative. In all our monthly calls, we have a specialist, a guest speaker, and Sylvia Herland later, our incumbent secretariat, led a survey that enabled us to detect the most important needs and concerns regarding capacity building in the region. And as from January, we started focusing on capacity building sessions on the basis of priorities as per the survey. And we are indeed, Sylvia and I, are very pleased with the results obtained so far. A short while ago, because I am convinced that reliable or serious information and a source of information is really beneficial, I created an ALS working group, and that initiative will comprise certain modules. It's a capacity building initiative that will be available free of charge by means of an online platform, and it will enable us to get all the information we need for minimum engagement, regardless of our willingness to engage in further activities or a higher level of participation. But anyway, that information will be available to everyone. The idea underlying this initiative, this capacity building initiative, is that organizations applying to become members of our region can take this course, this capacity building initiative, while their application is being reviewed. And once they have been approved, they can engage in that capacity building initiative actively. Of course, it will not be compulsory, because if it were compulsory, it would go against the rules. But no doubt it will be highly beneficial, and the organizations will agree to taking this course. Evaluations will be focused only on highlighting what we want to remain ingrained in people's minds, that is, specific topics that have to do with the day-to-day operations in the region. So that's the only type of evaluation that will take place in this capacity building initiative. In this past year, I've also had the opportunity to be constantly trained in governance topics, not only by taking the different ICANN organized webinars, but also by means of Diplo Foundation courses. I believe this is highly legitimized worldwide in terms of governance. I also had the opportunity to attend the Next Generation Leadership training sessions led by ISOC. Fatima Cambronero was one of the tutors or in charge of tuition there, together with Alejandro Pisanti. And these two capacity building initiatives enabled me to move forward not only globally but also regarding specific topics that have to do with the region and to policy debates. I was also able to engage in policy statements, the SSRT draft document, for example. In January this year, the region released a statement on the at large white paper that was also published, and Sergio Salinas Portos started a very good initiative, and so we had a statement released on the language policy and services document. So in spite of or notwithstanding all these activities and initiatives, well, these last initiatives that I have been mentioning were indeed the focus. And the staff was always supportive to the chair, in this case to myself, to me. So I really want to thank the staff, express my gratitude, because they are always thinking about or catering for our needs so that the region can move forward as much as possible. Sylvia was the latest staff member to join us, and her job is really laudable. So Sylvia, I personally want to thank you for your job, for what you do. And I believe that all the tasks I have been engaged in to date have been really beneficial for the region. And I have been driven only by the desire to have the region move forward in policy discussions and in encouraging more and more participation within the region. We all know that we are all volunteers, we are devoting our time, and we have a vocation, if you will, for what we do here. Otherwise, we wouldn't be doing so. And what I have done in the past year, well, I have done that with real willingness. I've been more than happy to engage in these initiatives, and I hope I have been able to convey that vocation that I feel. I don't know if there are any comments or questions at this point in time, because of course we will have a specific Q&A session later on, but I wanted to present you with this summary so that you're all aware with initiatives that have taken place since I took office last year. This is Sylvia Herlein speaking. I believe we can proceed to item number 3 on the agenda and then focus on the Q&A session. Jose speaking. Yes, of course, Sylvia. Go ahead, please. This is Sylvia Herlein later speaking. Thank you for joining us. I have posted comments on the secretariat on our list. I have circulated those comments. And regarding your questions, everything will be posted on the wiki for the record. Well, if I recap the secretariat's activities, well, I took office in May 2012, and that was a real challenge. But I took on that challenge really willingly. I was more than happy to accept that. I would like to say that being the secretariat of this vast region does not entail or is not a one-person job. It is impossible for one person to engage and perform all the tasks that entail the secretariat. This requires working with all the stakeholders. So I would like to take this opportunity, as Jose has done, to thank you for your or to thank the chair for his collaboration, for his help, for his comradeship. I would also like to thank ICANN staff because they have always been responsive and supportive. Especially, I would like to thank Sylvia Vivanco, Matt Ashtiani, and Gisela Gruber because they were in closer contact with me. But I also want to thank staff in general. I also thank the ALSs and their members. I have been in contact with them on a weekly, if not daily basis, because their input generated ideas that led to improvement in the region. Activities in Lacrallo have been posted in the wiki on the basis of consensus. And that's why whenever I send an email to the list, I always invite replies on the list, but I am always careful to publish everything on the wiki. The idea is to have everything consolidated in one place so that people that join us at a later stage can easily find all the information. Among the activities that I have been engaged in, well, I have organized monthly conference calls, and I am happy to see an increase in the community turnout. It is also worth noting that as a result of the participation of all our members in the Costa Rica meeting, well, you know that four groups were created, and I have taken care of being always in touch with coordinators together with staff support, of course, in order to organize the meetings of these working groups, governance, strategic planning, translation, and communication, as you know. In my capacity as the secretariat, I am in charge of the secretariat meeting of the five RELOs. These meetings take place face-to-face during ICANN meetings and also on a monthly basis with the objective of sharing experiences for the benefit of at-large on the whole. As an example, we, Lacrallo, are offering capacity building on a monthly basis. And because we run those initiatives in English and Spanish, they can be leveraged by the ALSs. And we also participated in a survey that engaged the other four RELOs, and we have circulated that survey for you to participate as respondents. And that survey was a Naralo initiative. I have had the opportunity to help and advise members in the region that wanted to become or participate in the fellowship program. As you know, this program is very important and it has grown significantly. And it is very important for non-ALS members to be able to participate in ICANN meetings and become acquainted with ICANN by means of this program. During the secretariat's term, we have received or will receive two ALS applications, the Notary Public's Association of Uruguay and the Digital Inclusion Organization of Brazil. And that was an opportunity for the Lacrallo community on the whole to view the applications and to give their opinion regarding our advice to the ALAC with relation to the approval of these ALSs. As you know, the Notary Public Association of Uruguay is a member of Lacrallo nowadays, and we have AIDA representing them on this call. That was a new experience that engaged full regional participation. Right now, we have a new application from a new organization that wants to become a member of Lacrallo that has also been posted on the wiki so that you can express express your views regarding the entry into La Crallo of this organization. We have received, so to speak, a call from regional representatives who want to become members of the different working groups in at large. For example, the new GTLD review group and the new group that will deal with ICANN meetings locations. I have also prepared La Crallo organized activities and have presented them at ICANN 45 in Toronto, and we are now preparing the activities that will take place during the Beijing meeting. Because of the GA, the General Assembly in Costa Rica, we had plenty of activity on our list, and I have tried to summarize that and monitor that activity. Apart from the four groups that were created as from or after the Costa Rica meeting, we want to highlight the fact that face-to-face meetings have enabled us to get to know one another, to share, to engage both with Spanish speakers and English speakers in the region. Although we were unable to bring the GA to a close as scheduled, I believe that the experience we all had in Costa Rica was highly positive. And during this term, we have been engaged in policy statements, perhaps more than ever, as Jose has mentioned, and we have done so in our capacity as a community. We have worked together before releasing the statements. We have exchanged internal emails so as to release a statement as a region. I was also engaged in the 2012-2014 ALAC vote when Sergio Salinas Porto left ALAC and Dev Ananthi-Lakshmi became a member. I also participated in Prague, in meetings held in Prague, in order to reformulate or to modify the at-large website. The objective was to achieve higher participation from our community members. So in August, we held a meeting in order to agree on a new time and date for our meetings. And as a result, our monthly teleconferences are held every third Monday of the month at 23 UTC. And this month only, it will take place on the fourth Monday because we are devoting today's time to this conference call with the candidates. We also participated or engaged in advice as requested by ALAC, and we performed or engaged in a survey regarding regional preferences for our regional representative to the NOMCOM, and as a result, Vanda Scartesini was nominated or appointed. As part of my activities, I have to draft a monthly report prior to the ALAC monthly meeting. All those reports are available on the wiki. I will now post the link. But basically, this is a summary of my activities in these months. Thank you.
Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. Now I will give the floor to Lance King to make a presentation.
Hello. Can everyone hear me?
Hi, Lance. This is Heidi. Yes, we can hear you. Let's just see if the interpreters can. A moment.
All right. I'm seeing from the... from the info. Okay. All right, good. You can hear me. Just an introduction. Some of you know me from a long time ago. I'm one of the original members of Lac Rallo and one of those original drafters of the first Lac Rallo Operating Principles and Lac Rallo Rules of Procedure, along with my friends Sergio, Carlos, Carlton Samuels, Jacqueline Morris, a lot of us from those days of Buenos Aires. In terms of my nomination, what do I bring to the table? I bring 20 years of experience working with national and regional organizations, specifically dealing with penetration of ICT, internet access, internet policies, to improve the conduct of our people in the region, either participating or actually acting in an admin role as either secretary or president. I'm also a consultant. I founded and own a business, so the understanding of processes, efficiencies, and important for outputs to be responsive and relevant. So I bring a series of skills to the table in terms of the work that is required to be done. I believe that the Lac Rallo Secretariat is first and foremost administrative and logistical position in terms of providing services to our Lac Rallo constituents. First and foremost, in terms of ideas, certainly the capacity building session should continue. One of the things I would certainly like to see, and in coordination with our with the new president and the ALEC representatives, is to see how we can distill the information coming in and make it far more relevant to our constituents in Lac Rallo. We have specific issues that concern us. So as part of our training, capacity building, the ability to convert that information and make it, I don't want to use the word simpler, but certainly to make the information and apply the relevancy so our constituents can understand. So that is my first opening, and certainly, I will have more to say, but if there are any questions at this time, I'll be happy to answer them.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Lance.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Jose and Silvia and Lance will answer questions from participants first. We will answer the questions typed on the wiki page. Then we will answer the questions typed in the AC room, and then the questions posted verbally or the question asked in this call. I suggest asking one question for the president, one for Silvia, and another for Lance, so that we can have a round of questions, one for each participant. If you agree with this, I think this would be the most convenient methodology. So now I would give the floor to Jose for him to answer the questions posted on the wiki page that are meant for him. Jose Arce speaking. I will take a minute to make a clarification, something that I forgot to mention before during my intervention. I thanked many people for their support, for the support offered to me. But it seems that I forgot some people. For example, Sylvia, she was really very supportive. I'm also forgetting Carton Samos, Olivier, Carlos Aguirre. They were very supportive. And they gave me their support. But there is someone, a special person, that I would like to thank, because that person was the one who guided my first steps. He was very patient with me when I became chair. There were many things I couldn't understand when I began, and this is Devananti Lakshmi. So thank you very much for helping me at that time. Having said this, I would like to start. There are many questions for the candidates. There is one that I may sum up, and this is why you should vote me. There are many other questions, but I think that the regent is devoted to increasing participation and improving its work by means of the internal unity of the region. I've been part of this during the last 2 years. I've been trained and have been working with many people, so I adapted myself to the work of the region and to the work of ALAC specifically speaking. And if the community sees that this was something that was realized, and if they believe in my working lines, well, of course they will have my support, not only as a chair, but also as an ALS member. So my will or my wish is that the region may enlarge and grow. So that's why I believe that you should support me. This is Sylvia Helen Leite. Can you hear me? Sylvia Helen Leite speaking. Sylvia Vivanco, can you hear us? Jose stopped speaking, so I don't know. Who is next? Sylvia Halleta speaking. For the record, the third question from the community is a question posted by Sintra. I will read the question for the record. And she says, I thank you for your efforts in the rationalization of participation in the Lagrallo Working Group. Could you please provide the number of members with a report, including some of real numbers in terms of the participation increase as well as the progress, the results, and the results of the internal Lagrallo Working Group? My answer for Sintra would be this. As the secretary, I've been working with coordinators. We had been closely in touch to start working in the working group. We had serious participation and communication issues of problems in Costa Rica, since we had the chance of being all together and with the idea of improving and engaging many members were interested or show their interest in participating in this group. In April, from the Secretariat, when we came back from Costa Rica, I sent individually messages to all the members for them to ratify or confirm their intention to participate in this working group. Unfortunately, some of these members did not answer to my message, and that's why we decided to post on the wiki the real active members belonging to each of the groups, and you will, as you will see in the webpage devoted to the working groups in the wiki. Although we have some delay in our at the beginning, the working groups started with their activities, and we should recognize the efforts made by the members and coordinators as well. The communication as well as the translation working group had finished with their activities, and they the results are posted on the wiki, and they're awaiting the response comments on the part of LACRALO before they're implemented. This is one of the main points or activities that we should realize after the Beijing meeting. When it comes to the Strategic Planning and Governance Working Group, they have been working, they have made important progress. They are about to finish and provide results, but they were not, they have not been able to present results or final results yet. For those who are interested in this, this has been already published, but I'm also posting the link where you will see the results and the work of the translation and communication working groups. This is all up to now. Thank you very much. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. Is there any question for Lan? Silvia, later, there was a question on the wiki. So now I will give the floor to Lan for him to answer the question on the wiki.
Thank you. I don't know if we're looking at the same thing. What I am looking at is a question posed, a series of questions posed to the three of us by Alexandro, which deals with one, the analysis of the relationship between the two regions and how we intend to proceed. And then there were some other issues pertaining to the issues, discussions of two regions. I think now, is that the one we are talking about, or am I missing the question that is being offered?
Silvia,
hello.
Speaking. May I reply to Lance? Silvia Vivanco. Silvia, you have the floor. This is Silvia Hellenlater speaking. Lance, you are right. The first question that was sent to the list was that from Sintra, and that was a question for me. And now we need to address question made by Pisanti. This is for the president, for the chair, and for the Secretariat, and now we need to answer Alejandro Pisanti's question sent to the list.
All right. I am not convinced. I think we are a bit like quarreling cousins if we are talking about the relationship between us. One of the things that we need to recognize is that there is a difference in approach, a difference in concept, in most matters in terms of how we view LACRALO. I think both parties view it differently. And one of the things that we have to work on is understanding that. It doesn't make sense to go down a road of two regions. That is not a constructive conversation at this time. We really need to work on understanding where both of us come from and to tone down the rhetoric a bit in terms of doing that. Some of us certainly in a position as the Secretariat one of the roles that I would certainly like to see is contributing towards working together and communicating better and recognizing that our reasoning or our thoughts on how meetings should be held and how process should be conducted is important on both sides, and we have to find a way of coming together in a happy hunting ground. Now, as it pertains to participation, I think we've gone through this for many, many years in terms of how we're going to do it and in terms of how we implement something measurable. And there are many things that we can try. Certainly a measurement of even simple things like meetings. I mean, can't we put a requirement that says that, you know, you must participate in X amount of meetings, you must participate in we have to put rules and regulations. We don't all like them because sometimes we believe that it may discriminate against other members who just want to audit the listings or audit the groups and go from there. But I think we need to work together in terms of putting in some measurable, realistic tools in terms of seeing to measure your participation. But this is really, this is something that has gone on way too long, and it really needs to be addressed in terms of doing that. But, you know, we're not going to like the entire solution, but at least let's put something on the table, and then we could always fine-tune it as we go along. As I said, this is a policy matter, and, you know, this is, you know, the Secretariat is a far more technical and logistical position, but certainly from my perspective, we're going to have to find a way to have measurable goals in terms of how we deal with participation. Okay. Am I missing any other parts of the question, or have I dealt with? The questions posed.
This is Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Lance. Now we go on with the second round of questions for Jose. We have some questions on the AC room from Eddie Huesca. He requested the floor. This is Jose Arce speaking. Silvia speaking. Jose, you have the floor. Jose Arce speaking. Well, I see many questions on the list. Perhaps I may quickly answer them all because we still need to answer questions. And we still need to answer those questions posted on the weekend, so we cannot move to the questions posted on the AC room. And when it comes to Eric's question, he posted a question, and the answer for that question is already posted on the weekend. So perhaps we are, the three of us, the three candidates, are answering the same question. So I think that I can read them quickly so that we can discuss them. And Silvia Ivanko speaking. Okay, Jose, I agree with you. Let's use that method. So we will read the questions and we will answer all the questions all together. So Jose, you have the floor. This is Jose Arce speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. My first question, the first question that I answered is on the wiki, is the one posted by Alejandro. And the other question posted by Alejandro is, and I will read the question, which are the three most successful moments in your position or in your management? And I will read the that information. When it comes to the three moments of my term, I would say that one is to achieve the realization of the GA in Costa Rica. That was something very difficult for us. We have ALEC support, and that was something positive for us. The other issue that I thought I was successful has to do with representation and the presence of a region in all the governance forums, not only within ICANN. And the third moment that in which I felt good as a chair and member of the region is when working with all the members of the region and being able to provide support to the new associations. When it comes to the three situations that are still pending or with no solution, well, I have three items to mention. The first one has to do with the support, and not in the political sense. We need to get the support with the by the experienced people within ICANN, and we need to settle an integral planning, then to activate the participation or engagement of the members in the region in terms of policy and also improving and fostering the teamwork in all the regions. And although we have greater participation, well, we need to address this very quickly. And we also need to achieve harmony in terms of the rules. I believe these are the pending issues, and we would like to solve them as soon as possible. These answers Alejandro's question. The other question is, how would you evaluate the experiences of the GA comparing the expectations and parameters and the results? Well, the experience of the GA was very rich. We had different effects, and they were taken for future planning. I am deeply convinced that this was very useful for the growth of the members as a region. I had the opportunity of listening to the audio files of the GA. I was able to read the transcripts. I listened to the audio files in Spanish and English. I drafted the final agenda, which was pending, because there were many issues to solve, and I drafted a final report myself. I posted that on the wiki page, and there you will see clearly what happened in the GA. I still did not have any feedback, but this, of course, has to do or was done for the sake of transparency. The result of the GA, well, was not reflected on the expectations of the community. Amending the community bylaws was something of key importance, but after the end of the GA, we could see that there was another background situation which was even more important than the rules or the bylaws per se. There was a lack of understanding among members of the region coming from these two regions that we have within our region. And this background issue led to a lack of understanding. I believe that the General Assembly was a turning point for the region. There was a new stage, and from that moment onwards, we were able to engage in a different dialogue. This change is now being seen reflected on the working groups and on the interactions among the different members. I believe that we are now seeing and experiencing the change. And only by creating common spaces for exchanging our interests, we might be able to grow. Now, in terms of the rules, those who were paying attention to our region will know that the GA was brought to an end with no discussion of the amendments, but there was a consensus, and this has to do with the work being carried out by the Rules of Procedures Working Group, because the work would be the basis for our work, and we have committed to participating in this working group and also taking their tasks or activities as the basis for our work. When it comes to the GA, one of the questions posted by Alejandro, well, this is all I have to say. Now, in terms of, or when it comes to the analysis of the sub-regions, I will be very brief. For ICANN, this is only one region, and there is no other interpretation in this regard. Otherwise, ICANN would have mentioned something else. The chair and the secretariat cannot propose any plan in terms of the two regions or sub-regions. We cannot plan. We will act taking into account the members' proposals. We have discussed this with Sylvia. We will propose a joint work with our colleagues, because we are colleagues, so we will propose a constant dialogue, and we will propose a mutual understanding. We believe that the race, language, belief are not real and concrete arguments, so as not to achieve consensus. When it comes, this is what I would like to say in terms of the sub-regions. And when it comes to planning, well, I will try to be brief. In the document, you will see that the idea is to start taking actions, internal actions as well as external actions. And when I say external, I'm also referring to ICANN or for ICANN. We have been discussing with Sylvia this plan. We have many points that we share. We have been working together. And I will mention some of them. For example, promote internal cohesion among the members by means of common interest issues. This is something very important for me. It's of vital importance. We might move forward by sharing common spaces. When we discuss something and we feel a passion for that, well, the environment or scenario does not matter. You just want to share your ideas, you want to get feedback, you want to listen to your colleagues. So for me, it is of vital importance sharing and reinforce these internal cohesion by the members or from the members. If we are not united, well, it is very difficult to speak about one region. Then to perform outreach for Lagrallo activities. We also have something important, and this is the current list of active ALSs. Some of them have not been participating for a long time, and there are some of them who have expressed their will not to participate, so we'll need to take the necessary actions to update this list. Then we have the review of the operating principles. This is a topic for discussion. And I would like to mention two other important points. One is discussing the possibility of amending the MOU. This is something that I mentioned some time ago in a working group. Many people believe it is not necessary, but I have my own reasons, and I think this MOU is the Memorandum of Understanding signed by the region with ICANN, and there were certain conditions at that time. But nowadays, those conditions are not exactly the same. So this is just a possibility, and I would like to discuss this with you. And I would like to know if the ICANN staff or ICANN believe that the MOU is being fulfilled, and see how we can improve our compliance with this MOU. So ICANN is the one who may tell us if we need to amend this MOU. So for me, this is something necessary, but this is something that we need to discuss. We need to speak about this for the sake of the region and for the sake of the benefit of ICANN. These are some of the topics. Now I will give the floor to the other candidates. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Early and later, please, you have the floor if you have any question to answer. Thank you, Silvia. This is Silvia Helen Leiter speaking. Well, we are not following any order, so I will just choose a question to answer, and I will answer the question regarding the sub-regions. It is more than clear than we that we agree that we are just one region. This is something that perhaps was not clear because now we are discussing once again the issue, but this is only one region, and the chair and the secretary, these two elect members chosen by the or elected by the community, and the one elected by the NOMCOM are here to represent the region. They are a tool. They do not have the power to decide anything. We have already discussed that inside or within the geographical region working group. So this is not just an issue only for Lagrallo. Now, if we think about dividing ourselves, just let's consider Africa and the Asian-Pacific region where we have so many languages, so many different languages and cultures. So I think that the solution for us is to keep on trying, to try to understand ourselves, to try to be open, to leave our individualities behind, and to take into account our mission, and this is to help end users and to represent internet end users. So I believe that this should not longer be questioned or discussed. Now, when it comes to Alejandro Pisanti's initial question in terms of or concerning the three positive moments, well, I would define or divide, or I cannot divide my term in moments. I would like to make a summary. The idea is to keep on working. Of course, we need. We have a long way to go. This year we have increased participation in terms of policy, comments, real participation. So this is something that was already proved. I may mention the three most important issues that we need to address. For example, it is of vital importance for us to update our rules of procedures and bylaws, because every time we have an election, we have serious problems in terms of interpretation. Another thing that concerns me is the issue of inactive and active ALSs. We, as Jose mentioned before, we have ALSs in our database that affect the quorum because they do not have members in their organization and they are still being counted on the database. And we also need to increase engagement and participation from the community and comments regarding policy. And since Jose mentioned the working plans and proposals, I would like to say that there are many things to be done. I would like to say that these are working plans and proposals from the secretary of the chair to the community. The officers, as I said before, do not have power or the faculty to change things. We are just a bridge between the region and ICANN. And actually, we need to still keep on fighting and working, and in this we have Sergio Salina and Carlos Aguirre. They have always been fighting for translations. We are still having problems with the email translation, so we still need to keep on working on this so that we can have the documents translated in a proper time and manner in order to obtain or get the feedback. We also need to fight for the objective of having one ALS in each of the Latin American and the Caribbean countries. We are only 16, but we need to implement something practical in this regard. We cannot say, it would be good to have, that's not fine. Another idea that I would like to discuss would be to carry out a mapping among the countries so as to know the different events that internet end users may have during the year and send one of our representatives for them to know what Lagralo is and for them to be part of us, because otherwise they will never know how to keep in or get in touch with us. So we need to implement a practical measure to realize our dream. So real participation, and actually we still need to keep on working, and we are working indeed on that by means of the courses that we are delivering to the organizations. Of course, there are certain organizations that do not answer, but we need to keep on insisting so as to increase participation, bring them to Lagralo, and the idea is to share the training courses with the organizations, and the organizations should share their works, efforts, and activities with the ALSs in the region. Thank you very much. Silvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you very much, Silvia. We only have 15 minutes. So now I will give the floor to Lance for him to answer questions.
Okay. I'd like to come back to this issue of participation in the first instance. We need to understand a couple of things, that matters of ICANN and certainly in terms of the participation of the Latin American and Caribbean, this is a narrow line of interest, which deals specifically with the management and the participation in the internet space on the policy side. I think that's the first challenge that we have. So we can talk about the education and we can talk about these things, but it's generally going to be a difficult job and a difficult assignment in the first instance, primarily because of the nature of the content that we are talking about. Certainly in my neck of the woods, the concern, you know, we're still talking about the implementation of information technology in the purest sense. So it is difficult to get heads to turn to talk about policies pertaining to the management and the sustainability of the internet in the first instance. I think we have to recognize that. So your numbers, even though we would like to increase participation, you're always going to have that challenge in terms of organizations like LACRALO. I also think that we're going to have to decide on some rules in terms of participation and attendance. We're going to have to get to a point that says that you must attend. You must do that. And I think that's the part that we are unwilling to do. We don't want to give anybody orders. We don't want to give anybody instructions. But I think we're going to have to look at establishing conditions for participation in LACRALO. We're going to have to do it. And I know we want everyone to be in. We want everyone to participate. But we're going to have to walk that line in terms of the rules and regulations concerning participation. I remember a discussion when they were talking about two-tier structures. So you have those who are active and those who are deemed inactive, and that can help you adjust your quorum in terms of when you have meetings. And so the ones that participate are the ones that support the decision, and that is how that would... That would work. In terms of this, of the two regions, look, they are we have cultural instincts and dispositions that we have to continue to work on. Everyone, in many instances, would like to look out for their, you know, for their own or their thing. And that's a base instinct that we have to look at and we have to address. And that is a work in progress. Everyone needs to feel comfortable. Everyone needs to feel that they can participate in an organization like RALO in a meaningful way. Everyone needs to feel that if they want to move forward and participate either as an officer or representative of LACRALO, they must be able to feel that they can go up as a candidate and have a chance of being elected. And despite our cultural differences and despite our regional instincts, so I think that certainly that is a work in progress. But we're going to have to establish rules, regulations concerning participation, and I do not believe that we have wanted to do that in the past. And so we have tried to—I don't want to use the word circle around the issue—but if we don't show the willingness to face it and just simply establish rules, I mean, we can track participation, we can track attendance of meetings, we can certainly track a level of input. To be able to measure someone's attendance. So I don't think, yes, it's a hard road to travel, but I don't think it is extremely difficult. You know, but you know, we are going to have to make those decisions. We're going to have to measure attendance. We're going to have to measure work. We're going to have to measure the worth of that work. We're going to have to go down that road, or else we're always going to have this conversation about participation and expansion and all of these things. We're going to have to do it. There is really no other way to deal with it. We're going to have to make the rules. Right? There is no other way to deal with it. It's just there. For a lot of the stuff that we do in this region, we're going to have to put the structures. And we might not like them, but they simply have to be done. Thank you, Sylvia.
This is Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Lance. I see we are only 5 minutes away from the top of the hour, and Sylvia Herlin and Eric Weska have asked for the floor. I believe Eric was first, so Eric, you have the floor. Go ahead, please. Eric Weska speaking. Thank you. Good afternoon. I have a question of Jose Arce regarding the following. Although the strategic planning working group is working on a SWOT analysis, one of our weaknesses, has to do with matrix. So Jose, you should contemplate having matrix that will enable proper measurement. And in that regard, what is the working plan? So Jose, I would like to know about your working plan regarding this topic. Interpreters, apologize, but Eric Wesker's audio was not of good quality to be interpreted accurately. This is Jose Arce speaking now. Can you hear me? Jose Arce speaking. Good. Eric, your audio was very faint, really. So regarding matrix, this is not new to the region. ALAC has been engaged in debates regarding matrix, and I believe that when it comes to our region, matrix are okay, they are good. The only thing is that they need to be implemented according to our rules. So we need a framework, and that framework will come from the group that is focusing on strategic planning. Alberto Soto is a member of that group, and he has contributed his hard work. However, this group, led by Alejandro Pisanti, has not been able to finish their report. So I believe future guidelines regarding matrix will emerge from that unfinished job. The deadline was January this year, so let us hope they will be able to conclude that soon, to bring it to a close. I respect their work, and I believe that only after we have that final product will we be able to implement matrix, and as far as it is done on the basis of consensus, it will be done, of course. Jose Arce speaking, that was my reply. Sylvia, I don't know if you want to take the floor at this point. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Sylvia Herling has the floor. Sylvia, go ahead, please. This is Sylvia Herling speaking. Thank you. Regarding Lance's comment in terms of real or actual participation, I would like to say that we have made considerable progress along those lines. We began that in Cartagena in December 2010. I hope I will not leave anyone out, but Deb, Sergio, Natalia, Fatima, and myself, we started working on parameters to organize voting ALSs, non-voting ALSs, to focus on quorum, and we focus on what is real or actual participation. It doesn't mean sending empty emails to the list. So we thought about the matrix to measure real or actual participation. We have made considerable progress, and there's a specific group devoted to that in Lacrallo. Unfortunately, that is still up in the clouds, if you will, because we had another group, the ROP group for the ALAC. However, we have made considerable progress and have reached consensus with other Lacrallo members. We should retrieve that file and just put it in place or implement it. Thank you. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Thank you, Sylvia Herlane. Well, we have reached the end of this conference call. We are just 2 minutes away from the top of the hour. So, Jose, if I may, since there are still some questions that have not been replied, Jose Arce and myself decided that it would be interesting to devote the first half hour of our next call, that is our monthly call, to replying the unanswered questions still remaining on the wiki page and on the AC chat room page. Jose Arce is speaking. Okay. Please, I want to encourage the community to use the AC chat room to express their views so that we can devote the first half hour in our next call to this end. So that would be an action item if you all agree. Jose Arce speaking. We have 1 minute left before the end of this call, so I am interested in the community's views, whether you agree on devoting the first half hour to the outstanding questions to a Q&A. In any event, should we decide not to devote the first half hour to the Q&A, and should we proceed with the capacity building sessions? I think that Sylvia and Lance, excuse me if I speak on your behalf, and myself, we can address and reply these questions, not only on the list, but in any other way. Sylvia Herling speaking. Yes, of course. Jose Arce speaking. Okay, so Sylvia Vivanco and I can spend some time after this call to read the comments on the AC chat room, and Sylvia, you can bring the call to a close. Sylvia Vivanco speaking. Of course, we want to thank you all for your participation, for your input, contributions, your questions, your interest. May I ask you to post comments on the wiki page and also on the email exchange list. We from staff will be consolidating your questions so that if you all agree, we will devote the first half hour next Monday on next Monday's call to the Q&A session. The best way to consolidate these questions is please to have them posted on this elections section on the wiki page. Having said this, I thank you all and I bring this call to a close. Thank you.
Thanks everyone, and thanks to the interpreters.
Bye.
Thanks to all.
Thanks everybody. Good night, or goodbye.
Good night. Good night.